Ever catch yourself eating the same flavorless dinner 3 days in a row? Dreaming of something better? Well, HelloFresh is your guilt-free dream come true, baby. It's me, Keke Palmer. Let's wake up those taste buds with hot, juicy pecan-crusted chicken or garlic butter shrimp scampi. Mm. Hello Fresh. Stop dreaming of all the delicious possibilities and dig in at HelloFresh.com. Let's get this dinner party started.
This is the summer to expand your horizons. It's time to explore. But before you set foot out the door, set foot in the ultimate lightweight, super packable travel shoes from Allbirds. Find your perfect pair at Allbirds.com. That's Allbirds.com.
Hi, welcome to The Art of Decluttering. I'm Kirsty Perugia.
And I'm Amy Ravel. And I'm going to kick off today's episode with an Apple Podcasts review straight off the bat because it's so good. And I just want to share it right up. So this is from Binwood85, 5-star review, which is pretty good. Our average rating on Apple Podcasts is, I think, 4.5.
Excellent.
Which is pretty amazing because the people that give us 1 stars really give us 1 star. Like, they just don't like us
Kirsty
at all.
Says love, love, love too much.
Yeah, Amy, just annoying. So she says, or he, I don't know. They say, oh my gosh, I love this podcast. That was in like caps. I'm constantly telling friends and family about it so much that they now know who I mean when I say, so Kirsty and Amy said.
I haven't read this review. This is awesome.
I started listening in after the first few episodes and haven't looked back. I'm naturally an organized person, but after having 3 kids, it's rocked that part of me to the core. These girls have helped me to rediscover my love of order and decluttering and shown me my problem wasn't a lack of skill, but more an abundance of stuff. Decluttering is now a daily and weekly habit in our house that is not a chore, but just part of life. Thank you, girls, for helping me find myself again and get back in control of life. Oh, how good's that review?
I love it. Thank you for sharing that. That's so...
What a nice way to start an episode.
That's a very lovely way.
This week we're going to be talking about lessons that we have learnt from clients, which is really cool. We've had a couple of our clients on the podcast over the years. We've had Sylvia. We've had Mandy. Who else have we had? Is that it?
We've had James. James. Not quite a client,
yeah,
but...
James was one of my clients.
Yeah, and... Yep.
But virtual. He was my virtual client.
Cool. Yeah. Awesome.
Did you not know that?
No, I did. I just wasn't sure if James wanted everybody to know.
Oh. Sorry about that. So we're going to talk about lessons that we've learnt from clients. So things that have opened up our minds, ideas that we've learnt, concepts that we've learnt. We're just going to share a few of those. They're not necessarily in any order. No. We're just going to go one by one by one, and they might be completely random, but we're just going to share, go through a list of things we've learnt. Kick us off, baby.
I have just learnt so much from Sylvia. We've just had her in, and I did learn quite a lot from her, so I am appreciative of that.
That's awesome.
If you haven't listened to that episode, it's called The Recycling Holding Zone. You should go and listen to it.
Totally
should. Those are really good. Lots of good tips and tricks on how to get better at recycling.
Mm. All right, I'm going to go with a totally different direction. So that was really about tips and tricks. I feel like I've learnt from our clients what courage looks like. Mm-hmm. So when it's time to reach out and ask for help. So that's been something really impactful because I think when we see people, the act of asking for help in your home, getting a professional organizer in, for some people it's like, of course, like they're an expert, I need the help, we're a perfect match. But for other people, that's a real step of courage. So that is something that I have learned from many of my clients.
Has that overflowed into your life?
Yeah, like I think I'm much more likely to ask for help. So before I became a professional organizer, I was very self-sufficient, and now I have a cleaner, I have a psychologist, I have a meal delivery service. Like we've started to
surround. You have a partnership.
I have a partnership in business.
Rely on and trust somebody else to make wise decisions with you.
It's all the things where previously it was like, oh, I'm very self-sufficient. I have a Pilates instructor now. Like all the different things where I'm much more happy to rely on people. That's influenced me in that way.
awesome. I think that I have learnt what I've learnt so much. How do I distill it into one? Amy's like, hurry up, spit it out, Kirsty. I've just got so many thoughts going through my head right now. I'm like, which one do I pull out first? I think that
a wise friend of mine says, when you walk into a cluttered area, just pick the first thing.
Okay. I've learnt that I'm that wise friend. I have loved similarly that courage. I think that I have seen resilience and that so many people that we work with live with so much stuff, not physical stuff, so much emotional and mental health and physical disabilities and illnesses, and I've seen the resilience in them that they can wake up each day. Like, I just wonder if I was under the weight that they are, whether I could wake up, whether I could get out of bed more. And so I have been inspired inspired by them to watch how they do life and to encourage them that what they're doing is amazing, like that they are holding so much stuff. So don't beat yourself up about the inabilities of keeping house or decluttering, that actually you're doing an amazing job.
I have learned that shoeboxes are an excellent use, can be reused. I have learnt that shoeboxes can be reused as drawer dividers, and you don't have to buy the expensive drawer dividers from IKEA. Shoeboxes do a great job of that. So many times that I've just come in and gone, oh, we can fix this with a shoebox now.
Awesome.
See, reusing, repurposing.
That's so great.
Are you loving getting into decluttering and organising? Are you excited to get into different spaces in your house and just see the transformation that is possible? But are you also finding that there are some things that just aren't sticking, that you're finding that you just don't have the routine or system to really hold you where you want to be? Well, Kirsty and I have developed the Art of Decluttering online course, which is an amazing 6-module self-paced course with an interactive Facebook community. So if you want to go from overwhelmed to just nailing this decluttering thing, we would love you to join us. You just visit artofdecluttering.com.au/course. We have payment plans available. Access it today and see that transformation that you've been dreaming of. Have an organized home that stays organized for life. We cannot wait to see you in the course.
Ever catch yourself eating the same flavorless dinner 3 days in a row? Dreaming of something better? Well, HelloFresh is your guilt-free dream come true, baby. It's me, Keke Palmer. Let's wake up those taste buds with hot, juicy pecan-crusted chicken or garlic butter shrimp scampi. Mm. HelloFresh. Stop dreaming of all the delicious possibilities and dig in at HelloFresh.com. Let's get this dinner party started.
Have you ever gone into a house and found somewhere that people store something that's different to anything that you've ever seen before? Like, yeah, you know what I'm talking about?
Yeah, where you're like, oh, that's an interesting place to keep that thing.
Yes.
What I was just thinking about is a client who I saw quite a few years ago now, who had 4 children, and they kept all the socks for the entire family in the laundry in a bucket, and nobody had socks in their bedrooms or with their shoes. And you would basically just come in when you were ready to put your socks and shoes on, and you would just pick 2 socks out. And so they weren't
even put together.
Nope, it was just one massive bucket of odd socks.
Wow, and that worked for that family.
So all 6 of them. And there was probably from maybe 4-year-old, there was 4, 7, and 15 and 17. So, and then 2 parents. So we're talking about like, babies,
a massive range.
Teens, and then 2 adults.
Yeah.
All in one bucket. And it totally worked for them, because I was like, oh, well, we're doing the wardrobes as well. And I was like, well, let's get those socks and we'll sort them. She's like, no, this works. And in my brain, I'm like, but it's not organized. But it totally works for their family because they kept all the shoes downstairs. We set up this great shoe organization and all those socks in a big bucket, like big bucket.
Yeah, big bucket, unmatched socks.
Totally worked. And they didn't care if they wore matched socks.
Yes.
They would just pull two socks out and put them on.
Awesome.
It was so random, but and, really worked.
And that just fascinates me because it doesn't work because they got used to it and that's, do you know, like,
yeah.
It's that whole psychology around did it work because that's what they were used to, and maybe if they had put them in their wardrobes, that would have worked too. Mm-hmm. They just would have had to take time to get used to it because, you know, like we often say.
They're adaptable.
Yeah, we're adaptable. And like when we talk about habits, it's about sticking to the habit for long enough for it to stick.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
And so
They had done that.
Yes. They had just done it in a way that was surprising to you.
Yeah.
Mm.
I had someone recently that reused an item for a purpose I never would have thought of, but, you know, spice bottles
yes.
that you get and you can, like, take the lid off and refill the spice. Once the spices were done, they would keep craft items in there.
Mm.
And so their kids' craft box, which we'd made a craft box and put them all in, had all these spice bottles that had like tiny little toothpicks and googly eyes and they'd separated it all that way with these little jars.
Which is great because then you're not having to find different size containers and it was great from an organising perspective.
Yeah,
because
we just reused them all.
You just put them all. Yeah. In the box and they mm-hmm. fitted instead of, you know how sometimes we go to organize and I'm sure everybody listening at home has the same problem, is that things are in different size packaging mm-hmm. and different sizes and you're like, now I've got to try and fit this all in this one box and they're all non-uniform.
Yep.
Even for a non-uniform person like me.
Yeah. Yes. What about you? Can you think of anything that you've, like, these tips and tricks that you've learnt from a client?
Yeah, I think that it is around what works for your family. Like I worked with a client, admittedly we redesigned this, but I worked with a client and how they were living at the time is they had shift work parent. And so he would come home and go to sleep upstairs and so they would all stay downstairs to get ready. And so, but they hadn't designated a space in their house to get ready. They just had it spread across the house, like in contain, like in cupboards and drawers, but it was all around. And so we just rejigged that to have it in the downstairs bedroom in the wardrobe. So
good idea.
But it was thinking of, like, it was again asking the questions about why they did it that way so that I could understand whether or not it worked for them,
mm-hmm.
like your clients with their socks, which worked. And it was working for them, and I questioned whether or not it would work even more efficiently for them.
You refined it.
Yeah, because it totally needed to be downstairs because of the shift working husband. Mm. So
you just reminded me, one of the things I learned from one of my clients was that you don't always have to sleep in your bedroom. So I had a client who was in a two-bedroom unit. And she was a practicing coach, like a mindset coach, that kind of thing. But she didn't have an office and she really wanted a room that was set aside, that was peaceful, that was private. So what she decided to do is she took her bed and mattress into the living room. She's a single lady and so slept in the living room and set aside her bedroom as her office. And
great.
I was like, no, you need to reclaim your bedroom. Like, it's your sacred space and you're slick, like, your bed's right in the middle of your living space. But it totally worked
yes.
for her and for the purpose. And so once we talked through it, like, I didn't say, no, you need to. But
let's, like, change it back.
In my head, I possibly was. But once I asked the questions, I was like, oh, this totally works. But how can we make you feel like you have
a
space
bedroom.
Within this living space.
Yeah. Yeah. How do you have a living room and a bedroom?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. It's people are fascinating.
They are. I just came up with another one.
Yes.
Very, very early, because now I encourage this so often with clients. I had a client who kept all her daughter's hair supplies in the front, what are they called? Like those little side table things, a console-y thing
yeah.
at the front door, and all her daughter's hair ties and hairbrush and defrizzer, whatever, was all in there. And I was like, well, that needs to be in the bathroom. And I didn't say that needs to be in the bathroom. We ask questions.
Yes.
Why is that not in the bathroom? And she was like, because this is where we do her hair. We don't do her hair in the bathroom. We do her hair when we come out and we stand out here and we do it just before we walk out the door.
Perfect.
Yeah.
There's so many lessons that we can learn from each other. So we would love it if you would come into the Facebook community and share the things that you do that you might go into somebody else's house and go, why don't they do it like this? And then realize that it's actually unique to your family, because we want to learn from you and our community want to learn from each other. So come into our Facebook group and share with us some unique things that your family does.
Yeah, we want to know your most unique storage solution or your most unique thing in your family that you want to share with us. So come into the Art of Decluttering community and just hit us with it. There's no judgment, but we want to hear the most wacky storage solution that you can teach us, and it might work for another family. Who knows?
Exactly.
So we hope you've enjoyed this little bonus episode, and we will be back in your feed next Monday. So we can't wait to see you then.
Bye.
Bye.
Thanks for joining us.
If you've learnt something awesome today, we'd love you to leave us a review on iTunes or Facebook so others can find our podcast too.
Don't forget, you can see the show notes in your podcast app or over at our website, artofdecluttering.com.au. So if there's anything you want more info on, check it out there.
If you'd like to join our supporter community, you can do so over at patreon.com/theartofdecluttering.
We hope you have a great rest of your day
and enjoy the freedom.
Hold up. What was that? Boring. No flavor. That was as bad as those leftovers you ate all week. Keke Palmer here. And it's time to say hello to something fresh and guilt-free. Hello Fresh. Jazz up dinner with pecan-crusted chicken or garlic butter shrimp scampi. Now that's music to my mouth. Hello Fresh. Let's get this dinner party started. Discover all the delicious possibilities at HelloFresh.com.
Prescription products require completion of an online medication consultation with an independent healthcare provider through the LifeMD platform and are only available if prescribed. Subscription required. Individual results may vary. Additional restrictions apply. Read all warnings before using GLP-1s. Side effects may include a risk of thyroid C-cell tumors. Do not use GLP-1s if you or your family have a history of thyroid cancer.
If you've struggled for years to lose weight and have given up hope, did you know you can now access GLP-1 prescription medications at TryLifeMD.com? We're now offering eligible patients online access to GLP-1s, the breakthrough prescription medication that can help you lose body fat and weight. Listen to what people are saying.
It's fun to put on jeans that you couldn't get into 6 months ago.
Every morning, I look forward to getting on the scale.
For anybody who's struggling with their weight, it's a godsend.
And here's the best part. Your insurance may cover 100% of the cost of your medication. So go to TryLifeMD.com to have your eligibility checked right now. Get started today at TryLifeMD.com. That's TryLifeMD.com.